The Incredibles. Brother John Baptist, part of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and I am 28 years old. And I'm living in Kent Downs, East London, England, but I'm originally from Pennsylvania in the United States, specifically Pittsburgh. I have to give a shout out to my hometown people in the Berg, especially my family. The man that has always been on my heart, someone who, when I think of faith, no matter how big or how small, I think of faith, I think of St. Peter being our first pope, but sometimes I think at the time, if Jesus had told him what was ahead of him, he may not have said yes. And that gives me great confidence, because sometimes with the Lord, it's not always the easiest to say yes to him, but when you look to St. Peter, you realize that as a man, as a human man, as a real man, that was just a fisherman, someone that just worked hard 9 to 5 every single day. He was a family man. And he knew what it meant to make sacrifices in his life. And especially just at the end of the day, being and working on the boats, you know, fishing. And Jesus, this man, walks by. And who knows what Peter knew about Jesus. But at that time, there must have been some kind of gaze or look or attraction that Jesus had about him. And whatever it was, and I guess we can all relate to that at some point in our lives, is when Jesus encounters us, and when we encounter him, whether it's through, you know, just a word of life that's given to him through his word or whatever it is. But the one striking, or probably the most striking thing for me about St. Peter, is he's a man that just kept saying yes to the Lord despite his weakness, despite whatever how big or small the task was that Jesus was calling him to. He continued to say yes, and he didn't always do it perfect. And the beautiful thing is that Jesus made up for the lack. He made up for the slack in Peter's life. And I think it was through that continual saying yes to the Lord that that Peter became this great man of faith. And so one story in particular about St. Peter that always speaks to me and still does when I think about my own faith journey, and especially when I get ahead of myself, is just when Peter had denied Christ 3 times. And there's many opportunities and moments in our lives where we can either choose Christ or not choose Christ. And Jesus speaks about it clearly in the Gospel and in the Word. And he just talks about how if you choose me, you choose life. If you don't choose me, it's death. And so there's no room for error in that one. So with St. Peter on this one, he had denied Jesus 3 times probably at the most critical moment of his life, when Jesus needed him the most and needed him to be with him there as he headed to the cross. And even though Peter had denied him 3 times, I always told myself, if Jesus could forgive Peter for that, because we know that Jesus came back to him and asked him, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then he commissioned him and he said, feed my sheep. The beauty of it is in the fact that because Jesus was able to forgive Peter for denying him 3 times, I think about my life and how many times I've denied him. And in spite of that, God still says yes to us and still invites and still calls and still draws us closer to himself. So if Jesus can do that for Peter, then he can do that for me. And when I look to St. Peter in that sense, just find incredible strength and confidence of knowing that even if you deny him more than once, God is always there to draw you back to himself. And so there's a lot to behold in Peter. And there's not much written, but there's definitely his letters that he had left behind and commissioning us. And the beautiful thing is that when Peter continued in his mission, God continued to work powerfully in him just because of his weaknesses, really. And so it's through that I really find strength as St. Peter, as being an inspiration to me, someone that just said yes from the beginning and continued to say yes through the rest of his life. Amen. Thank you.
Say that I'm in love with you.